We have to recognize that our best partners in all these efforts, the best people to help protect individuals from falling victim to extremist ideologies, are their own communities, their own family members. We have to be honest with ourselves. Terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIL deliberately target their propaganda in the hopes of reaching and brainwashing young Muslims, especially those who may be disillusioned or wrestling with their identity. That's the truth. The high-quality videos, the online magazines, the use of social media, terrorist Twitter accounts, it's all designed to target today's young people online in cyberspace. And by the way, the older people here, as wise and respected as you may be, your stuff is often boring compared to what they're doing. You're not connected. And as a consequence, you are not connecting. So these terrorists are a threat, first and foremost, to the communities that they target, which means communities have to take the lead in protecting themselves. And that is true here in America as it's true anywhere else.